Good morning. Good to see you on a beautiful day the Lord has made. We do have reason to still rejoice and
amen.
Amen. Now we may like to have this life we live in to be full of all feel-good stories, but this life on earth can be far from that, right? People like to watch reality shows, but they do not seem to like to talk about their own reality, especially when it has to do with sin. And sin is being flaunted in front of us. We wrestle with it ourselves. Why is it, sin that is, so prevalent and influential? Well, we know the why. And yet, more on this as we give our attention to God's Word during this hour of worship. I invite your attention to our invocation on page 3. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worry and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you. On this third Sunday in Lent, our first reading from Scripture comes to us from Numbers chapter 16, pointing out the fact that rebelling against God and his people, such will be met with justice. We hear these words. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the assembly, move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." Moses got up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. He warned the assembly, "Move back from the tents of these wicked men. Do not touch anything belonging to them, or you will be swept away because of all their sins." So they moved away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram had come out and were standing with their wives, children, and little ones at the entrances to their tents. Then Moses said, "This is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things, and that it was not my idea. If these men die a natural death and suffer the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord brings about something totally new, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the realm of the dead, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt. As soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their households and all those associated with Korah, together with their possessions. They went down alive into the realm of the dead. With everything they owned, the earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. At their cries, all the Israelites around them fled, shouting, "The earth is going to swallow us too." And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, to remove the censers from the charred remains and scatter the coals some distance away, for the censers are holy. The censers of the men who sinned at the cost of their lives. Hammer the censers into sheets to overlay the altar, for they were presented before the Lord and had become holy. Let them be a sign to the Israelites." So Eleazar the priest collected the bronze censers brought by those who had been burned to death, and he had them hammered out to overlay the altar, as the Lord directed him through Moses. This was to remind the Israelites that no one except a descendant of Aaron should come to burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers. The word of the Lord. Should we be surprised that sin comes with consequences? Thus, the important reminder for us to stand firm in Jesus' forgiveness. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 10. "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ as some of them did and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 13th chapter. A reminder that repentance is followed by signs of repentance, those fruits of faith. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year and I'll round it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you.
Please be seated as we now turn to our hymn of the day. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance from God our Father, and this through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We turn our attention back to the gospel reading for today. We hear once again from Luke 13. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world so that we would not have to perish. How many of you enjoy eating fruit? How many of you regularly contemplate while enjoying that piece of fruit, if you do enjoy one? What went into getting that piece of fruit to your mouth for your enjoyment and your nourishment? If you have a fruit tree, or maybe several of them, you know what it takes to get that piece of fruit from the tree to your mouth. It takes what? Patience. It takes some skillful work. You can read up on the internet or find a book on how to take care of this particular tree, or you can talk to others who have that tree and learn from their experience how best to take care of that fruit tree. What else does it take? It takes pruning and fertilizing and on and on. But this isn't a fruit tree class. If you don't pick and eat the fruit, any benefit? No, you lose out. You miss out on the benefit. Not any different, really, when it comes to matters of faith, when it comes to our relationship with God. Quite a bit of has to go into having a relationship with God. Things we may not regularly or necessarily contemplate on a daily basis. As we invest in fruit trees and take the time then to nurture those fruit trees on a regular basis so that they bear fruit, so God has invested heavily in us. And He wants to nurture that investment so that it too bears fruit, fruit that will last. Now, a word to help capture all that God wants for us, that word can be repent. There are so many facets that then branch off of that one word, repent. For example, the word repent, it applies to each and every one of us. No one is exempt for the need to repent because each and every one of us has something in common. It's not a positive. We all have a sinful nature. We too can say with King David, in sin did my mother conceive me. And that sinful nature then gives plenty of evidence that it is hard at work. Sometimes it's not all that hard to give evidence of that sinful nature. That evidence might be in how we talk around others, trying to fit in, the dirty jokes, the nasty comments, the backbiting. That evidence might be in that private sin we think is private, but God knows the deepest researches of our heart and mind, those private sins that take place on the phone or the computer or in a magazine. He knows those sins of stealing, of cheating. He knows it all. The evidence is there before us of our need to repent. And so we rightly come before the Lord on a Sunday morning whether that be here in person or online. And Lord, to you we make confession. You alone know my heart and my mind. You know what I need to confess of. And Lord, there are others around me who know what I need to confess of. And for all those sins, Lord, I repent. Because the Lord makes it clear what comes with sin. Consequences. One of the clearest consequences that comes with sin, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. God did not create us to die, and yet what happens to us? We die as a consequence of sin. Now, not every consequence can be tied to a specific sin, as the Lord points out in our text before us. But then again, it can be tied to a specific sin, as we heard about in our first reading. God cannot tolerate sin in His sight, and sometimes He used and uses some dramatic ways to point that out, that sin cannot be tolerated, and that sin comes with consequences, and if not repented of, that consequence will be eternal death. But God does not take pleasure in the death of anyone. And so He is serious about pointing out our need to repent, about pointing out our own sins and not just the sins of others. And so this word repent applies to each and every one of us. Which then talks about two of those facets of repentance, contrition. We all need to feel contrite, and not just feel it, but be contrite, sorry for the sins, the hurt that we have caused God and hurt one another. And that the Holy Spirit does through the use of the law, convicting us of our sin, of our need for God's forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit then through the gospel points us to that forgiveness that we have in Jesus. And so that too then is wrapped up in that word, repent. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for using law to convict us and gospel to comfort us. And at the heart of that gospel is the work of Jesus, clearly highlighted during the season of Lent, why again He came and the road He had to endure because of our sin. He who had no sin became sin for us. But before, again, going to the cross, what did He have to do? He had to live that perfect life. He fulfilled the commands of God perfectly, something you and I cannot do, even on our best day. And thus He was, as John the Baptist pointed out, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, of each and every one of us." And so that word repent applies to each and every one of us as well, in the sense of forgiveness. Because Jesus went to the cross not just for a few people, but for all people. God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all get the opportunity to live. The fruit is there. Christ died. Forgiveness is there. And by grace, we believe it. And yet, sadly, how many people leave the fruit on the tree and reject it? They reject the forgiveness that is there for them, and choose rather to live in their sin or to live in their own way of trying to deal with their sin. But there is only one way to deal with it, and that is Christ. If there is no forgiveness, if there is no Christ, why repent? But the consequences of sin remind us that we do need to repent, to admit our sinfulness and our need for a Savior. And at the same time, that word repent reminds us that we do have a Savior who lifts us back up again, who shed His blood so that ours would not have to be shed. His blood has perfectly atoned for each and every one of our sins. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us to repent, to not only be contrite over our sin, but also to see that we have a Savior for our sin in Jesus Christ. And so that word repent also then has another facet connected to it, and it's a positive facet. It deals with and shows us God's patience. As we need to be patient when it comes to dealing and nurturing our fruit trees, so God is patient with us because He wants to see fruit, fruit that will last. And so in His patience with us and with the people of this world, why, He doesn't bring it to an end until His good time reveals His patience yet again in wanting people to come to a knowledge of His truth and be saved. And who does He use in His patience to bring us to repent? To see our sin and to see our Savior. Thankfully, at one point in time, He used your parents. Again, a friend, a neighbor, a stranger, a missionary. God uses all sorts of people to lead us to Him in His patience. And who is God leading you in patience to share Him the need to repent with? To admit their sin and also then, by the grace of God, to see their Savior from their sin in Jesus Christ. It might be a child. You might be a godparent. You might be a nephew, a niece, a neighbor, a co-worker, a former co-worker, a stranger. It might be through a missionary. Who in patience is God using, getting to through you to repent? And we are reminded of our need to repent, and so we can point people to all the signs that God puts around us. I mean, we got a war in Europe going on. Talk about a wake-up call. We got a drought going on. Talk about a wake-up call. Fires already taking place. Another wake-up call. Turn on the news, and what do you hear about? Evidence of sin. People getting robbed, people getting hurt, people getting killed. All evidence of sin. The wake-up calls are all around us. And at some time, God's patience is going to run out. And so we have no time to lose in preaching a message of repentance, admitting our sin, and confessing Jesus to be our Savior. And with that confession of faith in Jesus as their Savior comes fruits of faith, right? Because another aspect of repentance is not continuing in that sin, but rather turning away from that sin. God, help us do that. Thank you, Holy Spirit, once again, who uses the Word to empower us to say no to sin and yes to the ways of God. And one of those primary fruits of faith that we want to see, God wants to see, goes right back to the first commandment. That we fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. That He remains the first priority in our life no matter what. Can we say we always keep Him the first priority? No. So how are we at doing that fruit of faith? Not very well. What does that lead us to do? Repent. Lord, I do not keep You the priority that I ought. However, thank You, Lord, for Your forgiveness and Your patience rooted in Jesus. And now, Lord, help me show that You are the priority in my life. Can we have that conversation with people who aren't here in church? I mean, we can talk about the people who aren't here, but what are we doing to actually help them get connected to Jesus or make sure they still are connected to Jesus? And we can watch online and we can pause me when I talk about sin and hopefully connect the right time again when I'm talking about the gospel, but that's not keeping God as a priority. God cares enough to talk frank with us about sin, and he cares enough to give us his gospel. God help us care enough to talk to people about sin and to share his gospel. God help us keep him the first priority in our life. And that includes worship. And that includes everything we do day in and day out. That also includes fertilizing one another. We recognize the benefits of that when it comes to our trees and our lawns. How much more so? We're to do that with our faith. And not just our own, but others. We have a responsibility. Let us not give up meeting together, but encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. Matthew 18, if you know of someone who is caught up in a sin, go and talk to that person. Don't put it on social media first. Go and talk to that person. And if they repent, great, and don't have to put that on social media either. Unless it's a public sin, then let them, the people know it's a public confession of that sin. And Galatians 6 also, pointing out how we have a responsibility for our brother and sister to point out their sin while not getting caught up in that sin or any other sin ourselves as we do that. God has given us what we need to fertilize our own soul and the souls of others. Which then goes back to God being priority one. And priority one is connected to all three commandments, the first three. No other God but him, respect his name, call on his name, and give attention to his word. Produce fruit, dear friends, in keeping with repentance. By the grace of God, we can and we do. And as we see the need to tend to our trees and our plants and our lawns, even more so, let us see the need to attend to our relationship with God. One word then can capture the why and the how and what is to follow. And that one word is repent. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us confess our faith using our confession of faith on page 8, the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated.
God be praised too for another fruit of faith that he enables us to show, and that is to give of our thank offerings in response to his gospel, so that not only can the ministry here be sustained and carry on, but also that missionaries can be sent to proclaim the need to repent, to proclaim law and gospel. So God be praised for the opportunity. We pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit. Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you. Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. Oh, may we ever with you live who gives us all. Continue to renew the physical and spiritual strength of Gail Ragland as she recovers from a health complication which sapped her physical strength. While her trust in you has not wavered, continue to renew her trust in you as you remain true to your promises. Be with Greg and Barb Lazaga and their family as they mourn the death of Greg's brother, Robert, who passed away during the week. Bring comfort through your word to the family and continue to guide Greg and Barb in their witness of your truth during a time such as this. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. And thank you for blessing the marriages being celebrated in our midst. As you have forgiven us, may our husbands and wives be forgiving of one another as we strive to live our lives as reflections of you. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift our hearts to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power.
By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven.
Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life in peace and with joy and with confidence, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the foretaste of the heavenly banquet that you have given us to eat and to drink in this sacrament. Through this gift you have fed our faith, nourished our hope, and strengthened our love. By your Spirit, help us to live as your holy people until that day when you will receive us as your guests at the wedding supper of the Lamb, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Morning again. Just to highlight the fact that of the Connect cards that we have, please take the time to fill one out if you haven't already, and you can return them there in the lobby on the table there with the lamp on it. Appreciate that. Bible studies, we're looking at the commandments. We're concluding the commandments today, so please take advantage of that opportunity. Handouts, are, if you don't have one, are there in the lobby where the bulletins are found. Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, just two Sundays left to have our financial gifts count toward the spring rally. Please take note of that. Thank you again for your generosity in supporting the mission efforts that LWMS focuses on, items that are outside the budget that is supported through our congregational mission offerings that we send in. So these help missions with special projects, whether it be with technology or running a summer Bible camp or their first worship service. So many things benefit from these gifts that you give. So thank you for that. Also then, about the rally coming up towards the end of April, opportunity to find more information about that in the weekly news is also on the information board there in the entryway. And if you want to carpool, there's a sign-up sheet for that there as well. If you are writing by check to support LWMS, you can make those checks out to Ladies Mission Society. We'll have that in the weekly news, and it's also there on the information board, just to highlight. And again, if you have questions, seek out Ellie Ennis or Kitty Falk or Clara Jackson. They'll be happy to give you more information. We have our fourth midweek Lenten service coming up this Wednesday at 6:30, supper again at 5:30 in the Multipurpose Center. And as we've announced for the last couple of weeks, for the next several weeks leading up to Palm Sunday, we're singing with the Sunday school here in the church starting at 9:15 up until the start of Bible class. So if you want to join in that sing-along, you're welcome to do so. You can bring your cup of coffee and enjoy that opportunity. And we're gearing that up towards a Voices of Praise for Palm Sunday. And then regarding Palm Sunday, we've talked about having one service on Palm Sunday. And so it looks like we're leaning that way, and it'll be at 9:15. So we'll work on communicating that message as best we can through the shepherds and phone calls and websites and email blasts and so forth. And appreciate if you would also, as you run into people, hey, Palm Sunday, we got one service, it's at 9:15. So we're going to try to catch as many people as possible with that change, just for Palm Sunday. And then just direct you to the weekly news for the things that are going on. May God continue to richly bless your day, even though there's many things that are not all feel good going on in the world and in our own life. There is one true positive that always remains. And it's wrapped up in that word, repent. God bless your day. Thank you.